Come in, AC Rangers. This is W. Cecily Thickbody. It was touch and go.
Was Cecily? Can you hear me? Come in, was Cecily?
No, yes, Todrick, it's W. Cecily. I've told you this many times, and yes, I can hear you.
Good, was Cecily. This is Todrick Bethesdar calling.
No, I know. I said your name.
I hear you and the Rangers have a bit of a situation down there in New Arcanium City.
Hey, Todrick, it's completely under control. We do not need you, or it's completely fine. Do not worry about it, okay?
Well, fear not. I'm sending you some help.
No, please don't do that, Todrick. I don't need help.
Now, with Cecily, you know that there's nothing wrong with asking for help when you need it.
No, but that's what I said. I don't need it. Todrick, I don't need help.
With Cecily, fear no more. Because I'm sending
please
you...
Please don't do this, please.
The Sexy Battle Wizards.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Adventure Zone. Sexy Battle Wizards? I am trying to come up with a better.
There is no better name.
Damn straight.
Okay. I'm your game master. We are playing Sexy Battle Wizards by Grant Howitt. And hey, listen, at this point, Grant Howitt is basically in the past. Designing one-shots for the Adventure
it's
Zone.
It's really quite amazing.
So patreon.com
/
G.S. Howitt.
I was about to do that, and then you did it, and that's just... No, it's good. It's
but
a good
I,
thing to
Justin,
be on the same wavelength.
Hey, introduce your characters, but we're going to start with Griffin.
Okay. Oh, spicy.
I am Gandalf.
Thank no so further much. Explanation needed.
Travis asked me on the elevator ride up here, what's the vibe of your character like? And I said...
Magneto.
A lot like Gandalf from the Lord of the Rings films.
Oh.
Dad, introduce your sexy battle wizard.
I'm Lich Buchanan.
You have to explain that.
Yeah, you actually do need.
I'm a sexy undead wizard from the city's sewer system.
Wait, that's news to me. Hold on. Okay, go on. It'll come up. But that doesn't explain your costume, Clint.
Nothing has been explained.
He didn't have time to get a costume.
This is a live show.
Right.
We will have approximately 100 minutes to weave a tapestry here.
Right.
Leaving gaps in the map right now seems like a...
Listen, Into the Spider-Verse, they didn't explain everything at the
okay,
very
fine,
beginning.
Fine,
they
fine,
let
fine.
Things unfold.
That's fine.
And Justin, do you want to introduce your character?
Yeah. I told my daughter if she cleaned her room, she could make up my character and pick his outfit.
This is 100% true.
This is not a
but
bit.
But wait, there's
so
more.
So I'll be portraying Majesto the Sexiest. He is a naked man. Now, originally my costume design was, that's it. And Sydney talked her into the skin-colored trunks. So this is actually a conservative take on Majesto the sexiest from where he could have been.
Are you ready to begin?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, wait. I forgot to say one thing about my character, if I may.
Yeah.
I know we're about to.
Yeah.
These are his void blades.
Obviously.
And while, yes, they can be joined into one blade, I've sworn to never do it because it would be too, the cost would be too great and the drama too severe.
Now, you all remember that.
I'm sure it won't
but
come
no
up.
But no matter what.
No.
All right.
Do not join those together.
It would be horrible.
So. There stands the leader of the new Arcanium City Rangers, W. Cecily Thickbody. She's just finished radioing her own Rangers to say, we have the situation completely under control. When three representatives, I gotta make sure I get the name of the school right. Let me look it up. Okay, there it is. Three representatives from Todrick Bethesda's School for Arcane Wonderment and Rizardry.
Oof.
Rizardry?
I want to give credit to one of the moderators on my Twitch channel, Chess, who I was like, I want a thing about charisma, but I'm not sure. And Chess was like, Rizardry.
It's very good. Very good.
Rizardry. Brilliant.
Griffin is explaining the term to Mac.
Oh.
Okay.
And now, Dad, if you could just slide one of those my way real quick.
Oh, God. Okay.
Your prayers are answered.
No.
Sorry. I need to not lead with that because some people think I'm doing a Moses thing.
So, your representatives from the school, welcome. I'm W. Cecily Thickbody. You're all looking very sexy today.
And to you.
Thank you.
And also unto you.
But I
keep with the religious stuff. I am super sorry.
Yeah, really.
What seems to be the problem?
Nope, no problem. There were some undead lizard folk. Mm. They were raised by Salamandra and Lizardo. Salamandra and Lizardo Scalix, the evil wizards. Sexy evil wizards.
Of course.
Yes. And their half-sexy, half-evil, half-brother Newt. They raised the undead lizard folk. But then we magicked like a hedge kind of wall around it, containing them. And the magic that is animating these undead lizard folk will dissipate at sunrise. So it's all taken care of. You all can go away.
Okay.
All right.
Yes. See ya.
No, wait. We'll take it from here.
Take what?
The clues.
The what?
The clues!
I'm sorry, I have never heard this person speak before.
I haven't either. I'm very surprised.
Yeah.
Are you surprised because I'm a naked man?
Nope. That's actually not uncommon.
All right! Some people get a little freaked out.
Okay. Anyways, everything's fine. We don't need any of Todrick Bethesda's people in here messing things up, destroying property.
Okay.
What?
We'll see ya.
No, we...
Well, now, hold on.
Oh.
How the tides have turned.
No, wait. I thought you meant we'll see you like you thought I was leaving. Sorry.
Sorry, oh, I thought I...
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay.
We'll take it from here. Thank you so much.
I can't stress enough. Take what from where?
I make a picture, a little picture of me appear in my hand as an illusion. And he says, we'll take it from here.
Okay, Griffin, make a wizard roll. So in Sexy Battle Wizard, you have three stats, Sexy Battle and Wizard. And Griffin, what is your wizard score?
Three.
So Griffin's going to roll 3d6s. This is a pretty simple illusion, so I'm going to set the difficulty at 4.
I got 2 sixes.
Damn, dude. Yeah.
And you know what? He makes an even littler Gandalf in his hand. Boop, boop, boop.
And you know what, Griffin? You see something shift in W. Cecily's eyes just for a moment. Okay. Oh, damn it. I do like miniature illusions.
It's a great bit.
It is a good bit.
Hold on. Let me put this away. You gotta squoosh him every time. I don't know why.
Every time?
Every single time.
Do they remember? He does. Oh.
I've honestly never asked. Let me ask him. Hold on.
Not again.
Hey, do you all remember when... Every time?
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, God! Okay, but listen, we have the undead... The entrance is over there, but please don't go through the entrance. We have it taken care of. We don't need any intervention from the wizards from the school, okay?
I get it. It's one of those, then.
One of what? Why did you wink?
Discretion. We're all winking all the time.
I can keep it quiet!
You won't even know we're there.
All right, I'm going to start striding over. Enough talking.
What? No.
I'm going to start striding towards this cave. I'm going to get a look around.
It's not a cave.
What?
It's an entrance in a hedge race.
What is that but the caves of trees?
Sorry. I turn back.
Wait a minute.
A bush cave.
Fucking great point.
Thanks, man.
That's not me in character. That's me as Travis.
Yeah.
I turn back around after we've already started strutting, embarrassed, and I say, sorry, where is the cave again?
The cave of trees is over there.
It's all right. Someone start making my way into there. How dark is it?
It's not dark.
Okay.
There's not a cap on the hedge.
Okay.
There's not a ceiling.
I couldn't remember if it was night or day.
It's daytime.
Okay, cool. That's less dramatic. Usually if you're trying to amp the stakes up, it's
There's no stakes.
Yeah. It's just usually if you're trying... Listen, I've been a GM for a little bit now, Trav, and what you want to do is you want to say a few times if it's night or day. That's 6 or 7 times, men. Just really clarifying.
Okay, cool.
And I haven't been a DM for years, but I agree with him.
Let's rock and roll.
Yeah. I run in slow motion behind you.
I kick the door in so he doesn't get
no
hurt.
No door.
Kick the bush in. Kick
I
the
pass
bush in.
Through the bush like Homer Simpson in that one chip.
You do that 2 feet to the left of the opening.
Yeah, of course.
Roll.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Battle against the bush.
What's the difficulty, GM?
The difficulty is 4.
Okay, good. That's exactly what I got.
Okay, great. So if you match it, then it succeeds, right?
Right.
But you mark 1 stress, and you get some little twigs and leaves and stuff in your beard.
Okay. Are they in there with the other twigs and leaves and stuff that were already in there?
Yes, but they're not as aesthetically placed.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm doing a lot of... I think we can all agree so far I've done a lot of really necessary shit so far.
Yeah. You went through the bush
instead
of the opening.
I'm going to let you all take the lead on this next one.
Okay.
I just want to find something that looks like we've done something.
Yeah.
So you enter into the hedge maze, and the first thing you see, they've surrounded basically about like 4 city blocks.
Oh, my God.
It's just that's a really big hedge
maze.
It's
just a big hedge maze.
Yeah, man. They had it under control.
I'm in a few hedge mazes. It's just way.
It's
way
not
bigger.
Even really a hedge maze so much as it's just a very structured hedge containment unit.
Okay, got it.
Oh, so then we should have no trouble finding our way to the middle of it then, right?
There's no middle of it. It's just a hedge. It's a hedge wall. Anywho.
Okay.
The first thing you see is a grocery store. It's small, like a co-op. It's being looted by lizard folk, undead lizard folk.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Why are you...
Lich is going to attack the lizard folk.
Whoa, no, what? I stop him. I say,
nope, too late. What do you do?
Aw, man.
I use my power, which is to summon mutated undead creatures from the sewers.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, come on, Lich Buchanan.
Yeah. You say use your power.
Preserver.
Dad, don't use all this great stuff so early.
Well, I have to convince Griffin I know what I'm doing.
Hey, okay. Dan, you say use your power.
Yeah, it's in the thing I sent you. Sexy undead wizard from the city's sewer system that magically summons mutated undead creatures.
Come on, Trav, it was in the thing you sent
you. It was in the thing I sent you.
Clinton Nemo McElroy.
You don't read anything I send you. You never respond to text messages.
I tell you, Dad, here was my fault. I guess I just kind of assumed that you would build a character based on the stuff on the
sheet. On the sheet of paper that explains the rules of the game.
Griffin was mad at Dad because he made up his weapon. And then I said, Griffin, it's all make-em-ups, man.
Just path, make up. Path of Beasts?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, so.
Just make it fuck up, Travis. Yeah,
okay, roll, Dad.
What do I roll?
Magic.
Your magic.
Your wizard skill.
I'm a 3 in wizard skills.
Wow.
You want me to tell you what I'm doing? Or do I just roll?
You summoned undead mutated sewer beasts.
Well, yeah, but there's
to
all
defend,
kinds of different
to
things.
Defend this it's corporate business.
It's a great big mutated alligator.
Okay.
And I call him Gator.
Sure.
On the nose.
And he looks like Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, yeah, okay, I got it. Alligator. Okay.
See? Oh, wait till I get to the turtles.
Just roll the... Jesus Christ.
What'd you get?
A 1, a 5, and a 4.
You take the 5.
The 5?
The 5 is what I rolled.
The 5 works.
Get him, Gator! Get him!
Okay, mark 1 stress, Dad.
What? It
because
worked.
It's equal to.
Oh, 1 stress.
And the gator starts fighting these lizards. And man, that big old gator tail sure is smashing around the co-op, huh? Sure is taking out shelves and windows left and right.
Great stuff so far, team.
So if I had rolled a 6, what would happen?
It's different rules from Steeplechase.
Oh.
This isn't the same game. You do know that, right?
Of course he does. Of course he does.
Yeah, of course.
Majesto, what do you do? And the lizard folk are like, oh, what the? Oh,
how many are there left?
Yeah.
I guess there's still 4, but they're fighting a bigger undead lizard.
Who they think is a god to them.
They don't. They're not stupid.
All right, I walk up.
We was just looting. One of them's French. One of them's French.
One of them's French.
Gator, get the French one.
God, Dad.
First of all, you look incredible.
Ah, thank you, so do you.
Great. Hey, I was hoping you could fill me in on the whole plan. Plan?
Roll charm. What's your sexy score?
3.
Well,
that's the best I rolled was a 4.
Okay, so I'm going to describe now. This is Sming, the lizard folk, and
What did you just consult? What reference book could you possibly have just?
Oh, okay. Sming.
Great, great, great. Never mind. It is like 50 lizard names. Awesome, 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 awesome.
And I'm going to roll a d20 twice to describe them for you. Off of this chart that I've made. Oh, shit. Sming is a winsome pulsing lizard.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I bet that looks cool.
Yeah, man. The plan?
Lay it out.
Okay, I will tell you, but first we must dance.
All right, here we go.
No. This is his moment.
You take a stress, by the way. A 4 hits, but you take
that
a stress.
That works?
Yeah. A 4? Yeah.
Stress marked.
Stress is how we die. We should make that clear.
No, stress is how you go take a break back into school in the sauna.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, the plan. Thank you for asking.
Thanks for not making a big deal out of me being a naked man.
This is, I'm a naked lizard. Who am I to judge?
I've never thought about it that way.
You know,
God
God, as we lizards worship, wants us all to be naked. Eh?
I don't speak French.
This is fair. So our creators, Salamandra and Lizardo, they want to take over New Arcanium City, so they rose us up to take over New Arcanium City, Nepa.
Boy, that's some breath control.
Oh, they're trying to take over.
Yep. And then he stabs you. So give me a battle roll to see if you avoid it.
My battle's not great.
Are you wearing armor?
It took me 2.8 seconds to get that joke. That was incredible.
I got a 5.
Okay. You match it because you're not wearing an armor. You dodge, right? But it kind of hurt. What you do is it like, oh, you tweak something. You don't get stabbed, but like, oh, you tweak something.
But it's in a hot, it's kind of a sexy way, right?
Yeah, no, you tweak it in a sexy. You pop a hip, is what it is. And it's a little Betty Boop, like, ooh, as you do it. And it works. Okay. It works.
Good.
Take one stress, but you do avoid, and then you get the opportunity to respond in kind.
Well, I hate to do this, but I'm going to have to choke him with the locks of light. That's the name of my hair, by the way. Yeah. It's the source of my power. I didn't. Listen, her room is really dirty, okay?
Hey, Justin, roll wizard plus one, because I like that.
All right, good. 6.
Oh. Oh, shit, yeah. You nail it. You choke this wizard out. Sming's dead. Hold on. Yep, Sming's dead. And the gator's taken out two other ones.
What are their names?
For the record, I wasn't trying to kill him, but I wasn't not trying to kill him.
Yeah, listen. You know? I get it.
You wanted him to stop.
So, Skiz is also dead.
And what were the describers for Skiz?
All right.
Dad just asked you to describe a dead body.
So quiet.
And you're about to use some adjectives that are going to suck. Yeah,
he was really funny and kind to his kids.
Yeah. It says you're father of 8.
Whoa.
And no, he was a svelte, stunning corpse.
Ah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a sexy.
And there was another one that died too.
Yeah. And so also you got Bunko. Bunko's dead.
Whoa.
Tell me about Bunko.
No, Bunko.
He was an orphan.
That was the only thing about Bunko.
He actually made kind of a big deal about it all the time.
I'm an orphan.
Bunko was a curvaceous and scintillating orphan.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's the most tragic kind because they have their whole sexy future ahead of them. Runaway train never coming back. Dang.
I realize that we are going to be made as sexy battle wizards in this sort of environment. And if we want to be able to go a little bit more incognito, maybe I should look less the part. And so I cast a glamour over myself to appear like Griffin McElroy.
Oh, okay. Roll wizard. It's high.
Fucking please.
It's a 7. You got
to
meet a 7.
Oh, wait, is he trying to... No
he
way.
He wants to take his beard and his wig
5.
Off. Yeah.
5 is the next to best one is a 5.
Okay, Griffin, you can take the beard off.
The hat is the part that sucks the most, but the beard won't let me drink. They're both so bad.
But you don't have on
okay.
a hat.
Griffin, you can take both off if you take 2 strikes.
Probably.
Yeah,
I'll fucking do it, man.
Whoa, the magic is real!
It's Griffin!
Probably.
Backstage, before we started, I made the realization, by the way, that like the last 4 Taz shows I've DM'd, Griffin has chosen costumes that like obscure his face and makes
longer,
him sweat his
I
ass off.
I made it
off.
Longer in that than the big fucking Slimer mask that I wore at the last show.
That you
show.
Spent your son's college tuition on.
This Gandalf costume was also very expensive. I misspoke.
By the way, my favorite Georgia Jones song, hands down, is the hat is what sucks the most, but the beard won't let me drink.
Number one.
They did that on the Netflix series.
Yeah, I love
they?
That.
Yeah.
There is one undead lizard folk left. He is no longer looting. He very clearly is like, you know what, I'm done. And I don't want to fight anymore. What do you guys do?
We're sexy battle wizards. Oh, shoot. I stab him. No, I'm just
Nope, you said it. You said it.
You still have to do the Gandalf voice.
Oh, we are sexy battle wizards.
Hey, if you take another stress, I'll let you not have to do the voice.
No, you have to do the voice.
No, the voice is fine. The voice doesn't cut off circulation to my fucking comedy organ.
Yeah, it's got a number on it.
Yeah. If you can't tell, right, that I've been wearing an incredibly tight wig.
Great.
Okay, great. I don't look like a fucking Frankenstein. Great.
No, so remembering that you are sexy battle wizards.
Yes.
What do you do to this basically surrendering undead lizard folk?
I say, you seem like a friendly person, lizard. What's your name, friend? And what describe your body?
My name is Skink.
Skink? That's
skink.
A thing already.
We already had that one.
Okay. I didn't. You're talking about my brothers Sming and Skiz and Bunko.
You? So? You've got to be one of the most chill. You've got to be one of the most chill only children.
You were doing Taco!
I know. Yeah. Sorry. Character voices.
Yeah, Mac.
You gotta be one of the most chill only children I've ever met.
Listen, I was Jed before this, and I'll be Jed again at sunrise.
Gosh.
And standing before you, see a statuesque and glowing undead lizard folk.
Like the bones?
No, just he's like, yeah.
No, I know, but...
He has an inner glow.
But it's a glowing skeleton is what you're describing.
He's not a skeleton, he's undead.
Okay, so there's some meat. Okay, this is a fresh...
I didn't say fresh.
Okay, Jesus Christ.
Lich banishes him to the sewers. Now, come on, if you're going to give a guy control over the undead...
You have two options.
Okay.
You can do it as a wizard with magic, or you can do it like you're just telling him to go to the sewers.
Hey, go to the sewers!
And then it's charm with sexy.
Come on.
I'll do it as... All right, I'll do sexy.
What's your rating? What's your sexy rating?
I get two.
Okay.
For sexy.
You have one in battle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, all I do is summon up dead animals.
Sure, I guess that's fair.
Okay. That's a three and a three.
Okay.
So six.
Say it. Say it like you were compelling him to go down to the sewers.
I compel you to go to the sewers, my friend.
No. So now take that 1 point of stress and 1 point of determination.
Oh. That's right. There's one more stat.
Don't get too overwhelmed.
All right.
So I'm going to go, not to the sewers.
Okay, so it worked. Why did I have to take stress?
Why did you say that? If you're totally going to the sewers, aren't you?
No, not the sewers he wanted me to go to.
Different sewers.
That's for me to know
Point
you to find
order.
Out.
Oh,
Dad, when
wow.
you said the sewers, everybody knew what part of the sewers you meant.
Yeah.
It's a different part of the sewers. Different sewers.
I'm going to the cool part of the sewers.
Keep an eye out for... Was it turtles? Is that what you said? Sorry.
Turtles aren't real.
Said the talking undead lizard.
That's a whole different
How
type of
How dare you, sir?
Yeah. I'm so sorry for him. I'll explain the differences once you've left for the sewers.
It's just we try our best.
I get you.
Does that have something to do with Riz?
No.
I fucking hate that I told you the correct definition of Riz. That was 30 full minutes ago, and it just hit me.
Yeah, you
that I blew
anything.
A huge fucking opportunity there.
Well, I didn't ask you to explain Gandalf.
No? Okay.
So
seemed like it was pretty apparent.
Griffin!
Just play your little game. God.
Do we need to end the show?
No, it'll be okay. Fine. No.
So, Skink leaves.
That's just Matt Griffin stole his tattoo idea.
Honestly, it was pretty cool. This voice, I'll get it by the end of Act One. Don't worry.
So, Gator just kind of looks at you like, all right.
Well, go back to the sewer.
Roll,
help you were.
Dad, roll.
I got a roll to unsummon him?
Yeah, man.
It please
go tragically
up.
Wrong. You remember when Griffin had to squish his kids?
You know what? I'm not going to. Come on, Gator. Go with us.
Hold on, wait. If you're not going to come with us, then where are you going to go, Gator? To the fucking sewers, I bet?
No, not those sewers. Different.
Different sewers are you going
different
to?
Different ones.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll
compel him. Compel
I'm
the hell out of him, Dad.
I'm compelling you, and I'm going using magic.
Make your pet go
away. And there's a six. Get Boom. The hell out of
go
here.
Go to the fucking sewers.
You see him climb over to a suit like a man on your...
He was going there anyway.
Well, thanks for stealing my joy.
Hey, I'm sorry about that.
No, it's all right.
Hey, do you want me to explain my name to you?
Too late. Nudo over here already did that.
Hey, Nudo is the noodle wizard, and you know that.
Yeah.
He shoots spaghetti at his enemies.
So do we see the bad guys where they are?
Yeah. You're going to progress to the next point.
Okay.
In the adventure.
And we're doing it smoothly and seamlessly.
Yeah, like it was always meant to
be. We never let you see the loading screens here on the Adventure Zone.
In the edited version, available soon. Now this is...
As you progress towards the source of the magic is what I meant to say.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Makes much more sense. I'm much more enraptured by the tale now.
You make your way through a tree-lined street that is filled with expensive-looking brownstone homes. The trees are so thick here, the branches have grown together. They've created a canopy covering the street. So it's a little
So there is a roof.
A canopy. Canopy and a roof. Try to get that past an inspector.
You are getting absolutely butchered by semantics tonight.
Well,
canopy is the roof of trees.
Yeah.
So I was right.
You know, I don't want to. No, I'm not taking your side. He's in charge.
Okay.
Hey, you tell that was him, a good choice.
You tell him.
You were on the fence there.
You tell him, boss. Give him the business, boss.
And you're following your magical senses, and you know that to continue towards the source of the magic, towards the Scalic twins and their half-brother Newt, you will have to progress through this tree-lined street.
Well, let's keep walking like we've been doing this whole time.
Well, I'm gonna extend the locks of light to see if they sense danger.
Ooh.
Okay, give me a wizard roll.
Okay, I'm really bad at magic stuff.
Oh,
a six.
Okay, yeah, with the six.
I mean, it doesn't, that's not a great place for one, but thank you for rooting for me. I do appreciate it.
Hey, it ain't a bad place for one. No stress taken there. You beat the number I was thinking of. And as your locks of light cast their light up into the treetops, you see, you can't quite make out what it is, but you see shadows moving away from the light. So like you just see the edges of things shuffling. And shifting away from the light in the trees. But whatever it is seems to be blending in with their surroundings.
Okay, I take out my void blades and just start chopping down trees.
Okay, give me a battle.
Hell yes, hell yes.
Give me a battle.
You're in the trees.
Oh, that kicks ass, maybe. Who knows? Do it. Kicks ass.
Give me a battle roll.
I'm better at that, but not as good as I am at being sexy. Five?
Okay, yeah. With a five, you're going to take a stress. You chop the trees down. They start falling through some windows and doors here and there. Don't worry about it.
Come on, use the blades. What? Come on, I want to see it.
Yeah, it's an audio podcast.
Not to them.
I got it.
Don't do it. Juice. Hey, Juice. Hey, Juice. Juice, 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 Juice. Listen. You don't want video of you swinging a lightsaber around out there on the internet.
Take it from Griffin. He's a meme.
That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, Griffin, at this point, you're like three memes.
I know. It's a sad life.
You're also the one where you're like, I don't know what this means. I'm too afraid to ask. Yeah, and you bit a banana and you swung lightsaber and you caught it.
Yeah.
And you think about memeing in your old age.
Boy, I hope my son's still listening backstage.
Okay, so as you chop down the trees, you see undead lizard folk fall to the ground, right? Landing on all fours. As you know, lizards always land on their feet.
What were their names?
We haven't gotten there yet.
Okay.
You can't look at them and know their names, Clint.
We gotta ask.
Okay. How are we gonna ask dead lizards?
They're not dead. They're landed undead. On their feet. But you can also see that they had patterned their skin to blend in with the trees. Oh, you're dealing with undead chameleons.
Oh, gosh.
How many did I get with my little Paul Bunyan stunt there? How many of them did I get?
Six of them have fallen out of the tree. They're all fine.
Because they landed on their feet. Lizards always land on their feet, we know. Okay, well, listen, I've been very active here. I need you guys to step up to the plate and re-kill some of these lizards.
I'm going to take another approach.
Perfect.
Oh, much better.
I recently had an opening in my organization.
Hey, Dad, you got to choose your fucking words better,
and
man.
And faster, yeah.
I just had to let Gator go.
Who's talking? Who's this guy?
I had to let Gator go.
There we go.
And so would you six be interested in coming over to my undead summoning company?
Hey, man, you're going to have to tell us more than that. Like, what's the pay? What are the hours? And if the hours are more than, like, sun up, then...
It's when I summon you. You live in...
You're not selling it great to start off with, man.
You live in the sewer
of your
choice.
This guy will let you go to any sewer you want.
And nobody's going to bother you, except for me when I summon
you. And what's the pay?
Pay.
Yeah, my man, what's the pay?
Let's see. I have multiple DoorDash coupons that...
We don't have accounts.
Fantasy DoorDash. there's not much pay, but you know what?
Oh,
the reward you get. The reward you get for working with me.
Nope. Hey,
so
you're
sexy roll.
Yeah.
No, in what universe?
Hey, Dad, you can roll sexy. It's not gonna happen unless you roll. What you got? Two dice there. If you roll two sixes,
holy shit,
then it will work.
So there's a chance.
Sure. Holy shit.
Okay, you know what? He got a six and a four.
Pretty close,
but not.
No.
So
you
half
know what?
Of
Here's
them.
What I'll say. One of them is like, okay.
But then all the other five are like, no,
okay.
Man.
We're part of a pretty kick-ass undead lizard union. We got to get you signed up.
And there's a cool part of the sewer. Yeah.
And what's his name?
His name? Bunko Jr. No, hold on. His name is Sleaze.
Sleaze?
Ah, shoot.
Are you going to describe him?
The one that wanted to work for you was Sleaze.
Sleaze is...
Naive and easily swayed.
There it is. A sinewy.
Mm.
A sinewy and turgid lizard. Yeah.
Welcome to the company, my turgid friend.
What?
You know, actually, now that I think about
it. No, too late. I'm sorry.
Guys, don't make fun of me, but Is turgid like constipated?
J-Man.
Yeah.
It's like a, from what I understand, like a stiffy situation.
Rigid.
Yeah,
you meant
sure.
Rigid.
No, it just means like swollen.
Swollen. Yeah, swollen is another way of.
Okay, gotcha.
I would do anything else.
I'm sitting right here.
Yeah.
So now Sleaze is standing behind you.
What do you mean?
Look, why don't you go to the sewer and wait until I call, okay? You just go to the sewer, whatever sewer, and when I'll call, you go on. Okay, thanks.
How do you call?
I have an unlife preserver.
That's a floaty. How the fuck does that work?
Just go, okay?
No, I've also been wondering the same thing.
Listen, I'm on board, clearly. I'm just trying to understand the ins and outs.
Okay, look. You see the manhole cover over there?
Yeah.
Go down, take a left, and go to a sewer.
Okay, I'm cool on that part. But as far as, like, you could text me. If you need to get a hold of old Sleaze, you
all
just...
All right. Give me your digits.
Okay. It's 555-420-6969, all right.
Nice.
I had to pay top. I had to pay top dollar for that one.
How do you know all these things, Griffin? And why?
Okay, I'll be in the sewer if you need me.
You got it. See you later, my friend.
What? As God. Soon as that one lizard is out of eyesight, I go, okay. And I pull a meteor down from the sky to smash the other five.
Okay, roll magic for me.
6.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Again?
So that pretty much takes care of that challenge.
Well, as the meteor is falling, Majesto, like, points his hands at them like he's helping just because he wants to get up in on it.
Yeah. And,
like, the legends, you know, he wants to tell. His contribution.
We can split credit on that one.
Fantastic. Let's see if there's any casualties first.
Let's look at all of their identifications in their wallets first.
So, no, they all burned up. The next step as you follow, you reach the end of the tree
Let's
line path.
Let's name them in honor of their demise.
We gotta make a tombstone.
Spunky. We got a spunky.
That one's a
hey,
spunky.
Hey, how dare you? I have other names on here.
You elected not to use them?
Yeah, you had the opportunity
so now
was right there.
What just happened there was we were trying to play in the space with you, and you said, no, this is my space.
I'll tell you the names of them. There was Skim.
Skim.
And Slans.
Slans.
And Swing.
Okay.
And Sandin of Vanden
Landen. I feel like
Landen.
This is the worst Wordle attempt ever.
And Sandin of Vanden Landen and Juicy Brawlis.
Oh, God.
It kind of leaned into that one.
Yeah. Cool.
No, now it's your party. You want to do more stuff or you want to let me lead the game?
You can lead the game, Travis.
Thank you. You reach the end of the tree-lined street and you find a beautiful park. Let me roll for the descriptors of the park. It is a steamy park.
Oh, okay. So it's here in Raleigh, North Carolina then.
It is a steamy park. Overhead, the clouds are swollen with the promise of rain.
That was really
good.
Hey,
by the way, hey, I do owe you all an apology. I got into my car after enjoying your great bookstore, the Quail Road Books. I got in my car after I was in there for a little bit, and car hot.
Car hot.
Yeah,
car
you were right hot. On that one.
Not like normal.
No,
like
extra
really
hot.
Super, really, really hot. So, egg on my face.
Yeah.
Car hot.
There in the middle of the steamy park, you see a patch of sunlight, and there's like three undead iguana lizard folk snapping in the sunlight.
Oh.
Yeah.
I could just meteor this one, too, and we could be on our merry way.
You told me you only had one meteor per day.
Oh, that's right. Shit. Wait, did I already use it? I had a little bit of the hobbit's kindness since my last melee.
Yeah.
Go get him, Naked.
My mind is as steamy as this park.
Everyone stay calm. A naked man is approaching. Shoo. Shoo.
What is there? Do I see the source of the magic beyond them?
Yeah.
Are they impeding my progress at all?
I mean, not really.
Okay. Do they have pillows?
Yeah, they're very asleep.
Okay, I'll put...
Wait.
Does it look like they're breathing?
Oh, yeah. Okay. They're snoring.
Then I'll get...
They're having a great time.
I'll get one of the pillows and just find the one on the far left and suffocate them. So as not to wake the other two.
Yeah.
But here's the kicker. I'm going to do it in a sexy way.
Oh! Justin, demonstrate.
Like...
Roll for sexy. A sexy suffocation. Those exist, I'm told.
Sexy five, I got.
Yeah, you know what? Here's what I'll say. It works.
You don't have to sit. This is the last moment before you've said anything.
I know.
Okay.
It works. And you gain a stress from it. But it awakens something within you. And I'll just
Jesus
leave it.
Jesus Christ.
I'll leave it at that.
A deep unease.
I don't know what it is.
Has been awakened. A deep unease.
However you want to take it, it registers.
I just explained how I took it. Yeah. So the subject is closed.
There are two more.
I mean, I think we should all get a turn.
Okay.
No.
No. No, you said it.
Are they still asleep?
No, it's okay. No, really. It's fine. I'm happy to do them both.
No.
Please.
Let us all have some fun.
I don't know what's
happening. I bring a meteor down on the other two. Sorry. But
roll for magic.
It's a little meteor. I got a four. Travis,
you know what, Griffin?
They were talking a lot about erotic strangling, which is...
Not strangling, suffocation. Asphyxiation, I believe it's called. That encompasses both?
What do I do?
No, don't
what
tell
happens?
Me. That was a trap.
Okay.
I don't even fell for it.
You're looking out at them like they're CSI.
What has happened next?
So the meteor comes down, but it's very little.
Yeah.
It's one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Bing. So take a stress.
Okay.
And the other one wakes up. And they're like, oh, my God. What the... Oh, shit. What?
I whack him across the face with the pillow as hard as I can. I didn't think. I just acted.
Okay, roll first battle.
I do it in a sexy way.
Nope.
All right. Should have... Yeah.
By the way, I almost just died in that encounter. That failure very nearly killed me.
Okay.
Hey, I got a two and a one.
Oh, no.
You miss.
Yeah. Okay, so...
And you actually flung it so hard that you stumble and fall, and you take one stress and one determination.
Wait, how much stress do you
have? Here's the thing about it, though. I do take the determination. I will keep that happily. But as the pillow, like, swings wide and whiffs past his face, you look in Majesta's eyes for a second, and he disappears in a puff of magic, dead.
Okay, there's two of you left.
It's fine. No. I come back. It's fine.
It's in there. Don't worry.
All
right. So one's still asleep.
No, you woke up. But he's half awake.
What?
Huh?
I am going to summon from the sewers an abandoned giant anaconda. Somebody abandoned an anaconda.
Abandoned
anaconda. Banana stand.
Were they allowed? I don't think you're allowed to own that. So it's
that's why they abandoned it.
So it's contraband.
It was contraband.
That's my favorite.
Abandoned anaconda.
That's a palindrome, I think, and a haiku. That's amazing.
Okay.
And order them to swallow the two iguanas that are left.
I'm gonna be under the fucking table for this next 10 minutes of the show.
Hey, and Dad, roll for magic.
Yeah, I can because I have three as a wizard. Oh, I got to use my prop.
You don't?
Good. Good.
Sexy.
But what does it do? You don't shout sexy while you're doing it. That's a six, though.
Yep.
Shit, it was pretty sexy.
So it turns out your anaconda does want some because he swallows that lizard folk, hon. But slowly, you're there present the whole time. All three of you looking in his eyes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Hey, guys, there's a big snake here in a swamp. Hey, guys, do something.
Do we see his hand, like, texting, trying to get off a few last texts as it swallows him whole?
Yeah, man.
I love that.
He's just texting his wife and kids.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to take a phone call. What happened?
Ooh.
I'm getting eaten real bad, bro.
Oh, hold on, they're calling right back.
Oh, God.
Dad, what will happen to your snake if it eats something undead? There's no life to draw from it. Won't that hurt it?
I will make a note and remember that in
Okay,
Acts
so the
two.
Anaconda has eaten the snake man, or lizard man, excuse me. He's questioning it.
Yeah, sure.
The anaconda's no scientist. Yeah, he doesn't know.
Is there enough of him left? Did we see when he was texting what his name is?
It was Clint McElroy.
The Blaine's walking janitor?
No, unrelated. Spelled differently. There was an A in there somewhere.
Client.
McElroy.
Client.
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 McElroy.
Client.
Client.
McElroy.
Go to the sewers, client.
Hey, I know you're not allowed to talk, but you can say client one time if you want to. It's really fun.
Client.
Yeah, see, it's
Love
good.
Very good. Feels good to say.
So, so Lich and Gandilf. Gandilbert, you get,
Nope.
Mm-mm.
You hear your radio, hey, it's me, Todrick Bethesda. So, yeah, Majesto just recorporated back here. You guys want to come out for a little bit of a sauna?
I'm feeling fresh as a date. Wait, no, I'm not. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
and by sauna, do you mean hospital for wizards?
Tomato, tomato.
No, I need treatment from an actual medical professional.
Then yes.
So we're going to a hot, steamy place, correct?
A hotspital, yes.
Did you say a hot spittle?
I did.
That's fucking great,
hot
man.
Hot spittle.
Yes.
Yeah. That's Just come up, get a massage.
Yeah, sure. But a doctor's going to be there.
A doctor will be there giving you a massage.
A medicine also, though, right?
A medicine massage.
A massage is great, but I do need medicine very bad.
A medicinal massage.
Okay.
Just some Advil or...
Yeah.
All right.
Move! You pop back up. You pop back up to the sauna. You see Majesto looking alive.
It turns out I'm fine.
It all happens sometimes. You're swinging a pillow trying to kill a lizard man, and then you vanish.
I don't even know what the working version of that would have been.
Me neither.
I was under a lot of stress.
Yeah.
Go ahead and clear your stress while you all take Yay. A moment. Okay. Are you guys ready to go back?
Did I see a fucking doctor?
Define doctor.
I think that I have.
We have magic.
It's all right. Dr. Strange.
Yeah, let's just go.
Drink this potion.
Hey, wait.
It has 1/1,000,000th of medicine in it.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that dying and coming back to life didn't clear Griffin's Griffin enchantment? I feel like he would be back to
He didn't die.
Yeah, but
you
no,
did.
I didn't fucking die. You're the dyer, not me. I'm still Griffin. Nice try. Hey, Justin, I almost fainted.
Jimi Hendrix would have just fainted. That's all
and that's
I'm
that's the
saying.
Only way in which Griffin is not his, Jimi Hendrix. His,
That man's guitar caught on fire, and he kept playing it.
Yes, sir.
That's amazing, guys.
So scary.
I'd be screaming for help.
Whoa,
someone, please.
Yeah.
You know what happened to Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, he was just a legend.
Legend forever.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to warp you guys back down. Magic, and you're back down. Now you find yourselves in an abandoned subway station. Before you stands the evil, sexy twin wizards, Scalamandra and Lizardo Scalix. And they're half sexy, half wizard, half brother Newt.
That makes them an eighth.
of each? Nope. We'll figure it out backstage. Yeah. We'll do some.
You add it together. He's 1.5.
Holy shit.
Welcome to our lair.
Thank you for having us.
That's very polite, and I appreciate it.
Unfortunately, we can't let you take over.
Not again. Ah, Majesto. We meet again.
It would seem so. I'm sorry, I don't remember you. I tend to stick in people's memory because of the fact that I'm a naked man.
That didn't even register for me. It was that you were on the pub trivia team that kicked our asses.
I was naked then, too, though.
Yeah, but I'm above noticing that even.
Okay, all right.
It didn't even register, really. I'm a pretty cool dude.
I'm
going
to use the locks of light on him to see if he's telling the truth.
Okay.
Because I feel like he noticed
that
I was a naked man.
Okay, roll sexy.
Yep. I got a...
Just go right back to the sauna.
It's a 6.
Yes, I notice, and I like what you've done with your penis.
Thanks! I just had it reconstructed after my death!
I can tell it has that new penis sheen.
Thank you for noticing.
That's Emilio Estevez's brother, isn't
no,
it?
No, it's not.
It's not. It's not, but that is funny. I liked that joke actually very much.
Brother, you must not steal all their attention. We must fight them. Yes, you are right, sister. Let us fight them.
Bye. Can we fight tomorrow?
It is almost sunup, isn't it?
I'm just saying that I have a pretty cool thing I can do once a day.
But you must meet our army of undead. Oh, shit. Ah. And their watch starts beeping. Ah, damn it. Sun up. Yeah, let's reschedule if we could for like a
Absolutely.
Week.
Absolutely.
No, problem. I can't do a week. I can't do a week. Sorry.
You can't do a week?
No.
What are you doing like 3 weeks from now, Tuesday? No, that's trivia. No,
we tend to leave the end of August open.
Yeah, we could do August. That works for
August
us.
August 19th?
Yes!
I don't have my day planner on me.
We could do August 19th in the morning.
Morning's good.
Well, how early?
Not too early, God knows. Like 10:30, 10:45-ish?
I go with 10:45, yeah.
Okay, 10:45
so I remain a maybe.
God, this is fascinating.
We'll see you guys then. You return to the surface.
I'm pretty chill about all that, I
Very
thought.
Very understanding.
And you find that the hedge wall is gone. And you see before you a crowd of rangers and wizards and other sexy citizens. But they aren't focused on you. They're faced away. Then one of them screams. Now they are all screaming, falling to their knees, pleading to the heavens. And before your eyes, every ounce of sexiness drains from the citizens of New Arcanium City. And a very unattractive laugh pierces your ears. With the crowd on their knees, you can see what they were looking at, or rather, who? Laughter, unattractively. It's a warlock, who you have only heard described in hushed whispers. He is known as Burbo Scrawl, the Unsexy, a title which... a title which has been rendered meaningless, considering that with the exception of you three, he has just absorbed all the sexiness in New Arcanium City.
I hate this fucking guy.
Hey, everybody, in case you've somehow missed it, Story and Song, the final graphic novel in our Adventure Zone Balance graphic novel series, comes out next week. You can pre-order it right now at theadventurezonecomic.com. If you pre-order from one of our indie bookstore partners, you'll get a book plate signed by one of us and Carrie. Book release event next week in Boston. Tickets are on sale now. It's going to be July 16th at 7 p.m. at the Chevalier Theater. Each ticket includes a signed paperback copy of Story and Song provided by Brookline Booksmith. And we have a special mid-month episode of Clubhouse on Tuesday, July 14th to celebrate the book coming out. And the regular monthly Clubhouse is still on the 21st, so check that out. We've got some new merch this month. There's a Trav Nation Centennial Magnet along with a bunch of other great stuff. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will also be donated to the Asian Pacific Environmental Network. So go check that out, macroymerch.com, and back to the show.
All right, we're over 70 episodes into our show. Let's learn everything. So let's do a quick progress check. Have we learned about quantum physics?
Yes, episode 59.
We haven't learned about the history of gossip yet, have we?
Yes, we have. Same episode, actually.
Have we talked to Tom Scott about his love of roller coasters?
Episode 64.
So how close are we to learning everything?
Bad news. We still haven't learned everything yet.
Oh, we're ruined!
No. It's good news as well. There is still a lot to learn. Woo! I'm Dr. Ella Hubba.
I'm regular Tom Lum.
I'm Caroline Roper, and on Let's Learn Everything, we learn about science and a bit of everything else too.
And although we haven't learned everything yet, I've got a pretty good feeling about this next episode.
Join us every other Thursday on Maximum Fun.
If you want to know what's going on in the world of movies, you should be listening to Maximum Film so we can tell you all about it.
Okay, but what if you already know what's going on in the world of movies? What if you're kind of obsessed with movies, like maybe you have a problem?
Well, then you should definitely be listening to Maximum Film, because we too have that problem, and it's important you know you're not alone.
We're talking indies you'll want to seek out.
Blockbusters and blockbusting wannabes.
Classics we can't get enough of.
I'm comedian and writer Kevin Avery.
I'm film critic Alonzo Duraldi.
I'm festival programmer and producer Drea Clark.
Together, we're Maximum Film. Smart about movies in Hollywood, so you don't have to be.
But if you already are, that's also great. And hey, we see you.
New episodes every week on MaximumFun.org.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome back.
I hope you all had good bathrooms. Listen, before we start the second act, first I'm going to say thank you to the May Mandy Theater, where we are tonight. Thank you for having us.
It's beautiful. So kind.
Let's say thank you to Paul.
And I want to say thank you to Raleigh. This is a beautiful place, y'all.
Yeah.
I've never been.
May we you come back?
You have, I will say. We've been all over this fine nation.
Not and, all over. Not there's all, lots of states listen, we still haven't been to.
Y'all, yeah. I think y'all got the best Alamo Draft House I've been to. I gotta
Whoa.
Say that. It's a really good one. And there's a bakery like two doors down that's like five bakeries in one. They have
it's pretty
boozy
good.
Cupcakes. Come on.
We want to say thank you to Dana Wagner for one of the best posters we've ever had. And thank you to Rachel, our editor. Thank you to Tom, who did the video. Thank you to Amanda, our business manager, who helps us put on these tours. Thank you to Rachel and Griffin's sons, both dabbing and non-dabbing.
Both in the dabbing and non-dabbing varieties.
Yeah. And another thanks to Grant Howitt.
We just yes. Grant Howitt, yeah, we wouldn't be able to do this without Grant Howitt making all of the...
making all the funny games.
Are
yeah.
you here in cosplay?
Hey, yeah.
So... Burbo Scrawl, the unsexy, now the most sexy. Sorry, Majesto.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I feel just normal now.
You're wow. still up there.
I'm extremely sexy, but not the sexiest.
In a world of ones, a nine is pretty good.
It's, but, well, I guess there are a lot of threes running around now, so it's
yes.
not too bad.
So, hi, friend. Hail and well met.
Are you talking to the unsexy thrall around you or to
Christ, no. I'm talking to Burbo Scruggs.
Burbo Scrawl.
Burbo Scrawl. Do we know Burbo Scrawl?
You've heard, like, whispered, myths of an unsexy warlock.
Yeah.
But the idea of such.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Unthinkable, yeah.
But he's sexy now, right? So sexy.
Cool.
He looks now like if Pedro Pascal and Oscar Isaacs and one of the great fairies from a Zelda game had a baby.
Cool.
Yeah.
Travis is like Spider-Man trying to pull two kinks together with all of his strength.
We can do it! God, hang in there!
Hail and well met, Gumbo.
Gunga.
Burbo Scrawl.
I know what his name is. I'm trying to make him.
Oh, you're nagging him.
A little bit, yeah.
I feel the deepest desire to impress you.
Got a little real there for a second.
And right back at you. But what am I saying? I'm being so silly right now.
You must be Gandalf.
Yes, and I appreciate you saying it right.
I've heard everything about you.
Oh, probably not everything.
He means butt stuff!
What stuff? Am I right?
I don't know. He won't tell me either.
The stuff with the butt. What butt? The butt stuff that you do.
Who do you do? Do what?
The power of the butt stuff.
I'll give you a moment to talk to your dad.
Oh, yeah. He's our dad, by the way, canonically. He's Gandalf and my dad.
Gandalf.
As I said, Gandalf. I just got an accent. Wow, that took longer than I thought, eh?
So it's two T's. Okay.
Burbo, stay right there for a second. I already fucking did it today, didn't I?
Yes.
No, this is... Oh, no, it is still the same day.
I believe I'm a bit of a student of magic. It's a 24-hour period, not midnight to, midnight kind of deal.
You didn't sound that confident when you said that.
I've got a sexy, easiness, you know?
A way of lying, yes. Yeah. We are all picking up on that.
Mm-hmm. Gotta do a different spell.
Listen, I've spent a lot of time on the fringes, not being welcome to society, and now I've got the sexiness of all of New Arcanium City, save for three of the sexiest battle wizards there are. So I'm just gonna need to steal y'all's sexiness.
If I can say something, we should probably just do it. Because if everyone's threes and he's like a fucking 19, no one's gonna wanna hang out with him.
Sorry, but I'm not gonna put on clothes. And then I swing the void blade at Burbo Scrawl.
Okay.
The right void blade. There's a left one also.
Oh, I thought you meant the correct one.
It is the correct one because I am right-handed.
Oh, okay.
That's something I didn't say.
Should we all state the handedness
of
our characters?
Yeah, yes, please.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Juice. Don't say ambidextrous. That's bullshit.
That's right.
Yeah, Dad.
I am left-handed. And right-handed.
No.
You said I couldn't say ambidextrous.
I wear my crystal fist on my right hand, but I use my left hand to break little crystals off my crystal fist to throw them at people.
Okay.
So I guess I'm ambidextrous is what I'm saying.
So
why are we talking about this? Oh, okay, that's me. That's
yeah,
my fault.
You started it.
Okay, Justin, roll battle. How many battles do you have?
Two.
Okay, Burbo gets four.
Four? What? Why is Burbo rolling?
He's the fucking sexiest.
Okay, you're right. Sorry, yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay, I got a five.
I got a six.
Shit.
You swing it, he puts up one sexy wrist, and it bounces off of his awesome leather bracelet.
Can you describe the wrist?
Yeah, it looks like this. It's got a pineapple on it.
A
And he's got basically, fucking some blue nail polish. And looks so good. Like he works out at least twice a week.
Okay, I am going to summon...
Burbo Scrawl is just an anagram of Travis McElroy. You're going to Kaiser Soze it at the end.
I am going to summon turtles from the sewer.
I'm sorry, Dad. I did establish turtles don't exist.
That's why it's going to be but so fucked
it's
up.
Gonna be a, hey, Dad, you can still do it. It's challenging as hell.
I have a great gag.
Oh,
it's going to be great.
Hey, everybody, buckle in. My dad has a great gag.
About sewer turtles?
About turtles who have been mutated and live in a sewer.
Now right. I know what you're thinking.
Let him cook.
I know
Let
what
him
you're thinking.
Cook.
There's no way he's you just okay? going to name four other artists. All right, go ahead, Dad.
I just stomped with laughter under the table and I got
crushed
Dad.
My toe.
Are you okay?
Almost as bad as... Justin crushed my heart.
Oh, no. He's fine.
The four turtles' names are... Vincent, Pablo, Salvador, and Frida.
You're better than this.
No, I'm
He's
really not.
Not you, them.
Apparently they're not either. Thank you for being on my level. So I roll three for wizard?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's been the case. No, that's the case. He's got three wizard,
I believe
one battle,
you.
Two sexy.
Okay.
You just said it with a question mark, so
Holy
now I'm responding.
Holy shit.
Two sixes.
Okay.
Now you have to roll two sevens to beat it.
No. Wait, let me check. I'm sitting at a table by myself.
Yeah. Right.
You guys are sitting at a table that are shared. Okay.
What happens, GM?
So the four turtles appear.
Is it fucking hysterically funny?
It's actually horrifying.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they didn't mutate evenly. Father!
It's just two big legs coming out of a normal-sized turtle body and head and arms.
One of them has big arms dragging along.
That's Vincent. That's Vincent.
One of them has a big head that's just stuck on the ground.
That's Pablo. That's Pablo.
And Frida looks pretty normal.
Yeah.
Except for the mustache.
Except for Clint McElroy.
It's a unibrow.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Go to the fucking sewers.
That's a command,
That's
Dad.
A command.
Roll.
Okay. So the four of them show up. It's pretty good. Okay. What do they do?
Jeez.
He just had the one joke, Travis. Don't make him make another joke.
No, they yell.
So the four of them show up and they're like, hey, man.
No. They yell, cowabunga.
Cowabunga, Father.
Cowabunga.
Father, and love
father,
turtles.
Witness me.
Turtles earn father's love.
They run into him with their shells. They run backwards and slam into him with their shells.
Slamming their bodies into You say run backwards. That's generous.
They're mutated.
Yeah, there's, again, cardinal directions do not necessarily apply to these mutations.
They move in their own special way.
In their own incredible ways.
No, wait a minute. They're mutated. You've seen the cartoon.
Cartoon?
Never mind.
Yeah. They move in their own special ways.
Yeah.
Backwards and bonk together.
Yeah.
And they're going to hit Burbo Scrawl.
What could the number possibly mean?
Two stress.
What kind of stress?
It actually says
sexy stress.
It says here on the sheet that when bootleg Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles attack your NPC, roll one dice, and then that's how much damage that it takes when they bonk you with the shell.
Yeah, I'm going to say
Teenage Mutant what?
All right,
we're 46.
All right,
it's embarrassment stress.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Burbo Scrawl. Pulls bricks from the surrounding buildings, and they start hurling themselves towards each of you. Yeah, so there's a six. So each of you is going to get hit with three bricks.
Unless.
You can roll battle to avoid them.
Oh, yeah, and I do. I just catch one with my crystal fist.
Well, roll it.
I got two fours.
I got a six.
Okay. Gandalf avoids.
I don't just avoid. I catch it in a sexy way.
Yeah. That's exactly how you do it.
Can I do sexy?
Nope.
That's for sure. Oh, boy, I really can't. That's a two.
And what did you get, Majesto?
Four.
Yeah, so you each take a stress from getting hit.
What's your stress level at, Dan?
Zero.
One.
Wow.
Yeah, you all went to a sauna.
All cleared. That's right, that's right, that's right.
Now listen. Give me your sexiness. And he lays on the sexy hard. And I need you all to resist with your own sexy roll.
Oh, but wait. All of my sexiness, according to my literal character
Gandalf,
sheet.
Gandalf, he puts one leg under your chin and holds it. I'm like, give me your sexiness.
Can I explain? On my sheet, it says, why are you so sexy? And then it says, majestic hair and beard.
And it looks like you took those off, huh?
So I'll roll one.
Yeah.
Two is the number. It's a two.
Dan?
I'll roll two.
Yes. The six.
A six.
Majesto.
Get your stinking paws off me, you roll damn sexy. Dirty ape.
You can also spend Remember Your Determination to roll an extra die.
Yeah, 1-5 is my highest.
Okay. Hey, Gandalf.
Yes?
You work for me now.
I agree.
And I command you to attack those other sexy wizards.
Anything you say, boss.
You're up, my man.
I'm gonna flex so hard that he can't compel my body to do anything. Gandalf.
Oh, I was trying to summon a meteor to fall down on you.
Well,
Gandalf, one more time. It's a 24-hour period, my
okay.
man.
Okay.
Well, roll. So what do you do?
He can't do a meteor.
There's other spells.
No, yeah. he flips you
He's
off so hard.
He's attacking us. Don't remind him.
He flips you off so hard. Roll sexy against it to flex against his painful flipping off.
Oh, my God. A three.
That's your highest?
That's out of highest. Three.
Okay.
But then I dig deep down into my determination.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I remember the last time that I failed whiffing somebody with a pillow.
And you died.
And I died from it. From it being so hard and bad. And it doesn't help at all. I learned nothing from that experience.
He flips you off so hard you go flying backwards.
Oh no.
And you take one stress and one determination.
Hold on, it's not even done yet. It does more stuff. Hold on. And then a phoenix comes out of it.
Cool.
It's the bird.
And while you're knocked down, Majesto, Burbo comes over and he puts his hand on your forehead in an attempt to drain your sexiness.
The stakes have never been higher.
I summon Slee.
No.
Hold on. As he's doing it, you feel socks forming on your feet. They grow long, and then what's that? Shorts. As he's pulling.
There's nothing I can do. He's taken everything from me. I have two swords. That'll never stop him.
Two separate swords? You absolute putz.
All right. I'm sorry, Dad.
Wait a minute.
Not you. Shut up, Clint.
You said that you would...
Hold on, partner. One of them's not going.
Wait a minute. I thought they were two separate swords.
Well, no, it's...
It's one. It locks in.
It locks.
Shit, that's cool as fuck.
It's cool, right?
You get that at KB Toys or what?
No. Amazon.
Hold on. One of them's flashing now.
I got it from some Amazons.
Cool, man. Now what do you do?
Well, here's the thing, Trav.
Oh?
That traded places. I lost it. Now I'm just regular sexy. My sexiness is now a 2, and my battle's a 3.
Roll battle.
Hold on. For my grand transformation, for my magical girl transformation.
Hey, Griffin, I can't hear
dice.
You. And Justin rolled 2 extra because Griffin bitched about it.
That's a 6?
Oh, yeah. You chop one of his toes off.
One of the good ones, though.
Yeah, man. One of the balanced ones. And he's like, whoa. And you know what's not sexy? I don't know. It's a witch piggy. Which piggy, Justin, do you want to take?
The one that goes wee, wee, wee all the way home.
Damn, bro. That's cold.
Yeah, man.
And he's like, no, my wee, wee, wee piggy. I got to think about some stuff.
Just go to the spa. You can grow anything back at the spa.
I promised myself I'd never go back there.
Oh, it's great, though. Have you scoped his new hog?
Yeah. I love the way...
Oh, hey, bad news about that.
He's styling
his penis. Because I fused the two swords together, and now it's just regular and dumb. I meant to update you guys about that. I don't have clothes, but it's just a regular dumb hog now. Nobody gives
Some people prefer a regular dumb hog.
Not this kind. This is really
charming, though. Yeah.
Just a run-of-the-mill.
Boring
right
hog.
Right over the plate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I see how you guys get when I talk about sex.
Yeah, it's, Clint. And hey, I'm so glad.
We
can all reveal that this is Dad's intervention. We've invited you all. Listen, we care about you a lot.
So you chop off his pig and he stumbles backwards.
I didn't get it before.
Yeah.
Now I do.
He stumbles backward. One piggy down. 9 piggies to go.
Wait, what?
No, that's not how we're doing this. Gandalf?
I summoned Sleaze.
Okay, roll.
Summon Sleaze, who's going to attack.
No, you got to roll first.
Greedo, okay.
Burbo Scroll.
Burbo the Scroll.
Kit Fisto.
Wait a minute. Oh.
Kit Fisto would be a good sexy world wizard name.
It's a Star Wars name.
No, I know.
Okay. That and Salacious Crumb is also a sexy...
Sure. Jizz.
They listen to jizz music, yes. That's also what they listen to here. Sorry, what did you roll?
As we continue to talk about Star Wars, I feel like our TTJ, or Time to Jizz, has gotten shorter and shorter with every Star Wars discussion. It's now become sort of a race to see
who
can
say
jizz first.
Star Wars jizz fastest,
In the bit.
So
vibe.
You summon Sleaze.
Who attacks with all his turgidity.
Well, Clint, it's past sunrise.
Oh, no. What did you just summon?
A court.
They all died at sunrise, remember? That's why we had to take a break.
Yeah. But with the power of your love.
Hold on, I have to squish my little guys every time. This isn't fucking fair. I have to squish my little guys every time.
Sleaze is kind of back. Father!
Oh, no.
Get him, Dr. Moreau!
Listen, I want you to run over there.
Yes!
In your dying moment.
What?
Yeah, hey, listen.
Oh, man!
I'm just being open and honest.
Couch it a little bit.
You're going to die.
Lead up to it, my man.
Okay.
This is the third time this cat has died. He's not used to it by now.
Each time I think this will stick.
You were alive, then you were dead, then you were undead, and then you were un-undead, and now you're going to be un-un-undead.
Oh, I was undead, and then I was re-dead. Get it right.
Okay, you're going to be un-re-dead.
Okay.
Yeah? So what I want you to do is I want you to run straight at that guy, and I want you to die.
The sexy one?
The real sexy one.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I want you to die in the most disturbing manner possible.
Oh, God.
To really throw off his sexiness. I want you to be so nasty
and awful in front of him that there's no way he can be as sexy as he was.
Can I tell you right now, Clinton, and
Aren't
my brothers?
Are you very proud of me?
No. Oh. There's so many horrible ways to die going through my brain, and each one of them is like, don't do that.
Okay, how's this?
It's so bad.
I want him to go. I want him to run up. I want him to reach up and pull himself inside out. I'm a lich, man. I'm a lich. What do you want?
What is right, but what is Clint, is the question that I'm left with.
How did you get there?
I don't know. I just thought that would really, if somebody's really thinking they're sexy, watching somebody pull themselves inside
no,
out.
No, yeah, for sure,
that's
for
gonna
sure.
That's going to take them off their game pretty
as,
much.
As traumas
hey,
go, that one's going to be pretty
hey, you know
significant.
What? You know what? He runs over, and he begins to attempt to pull himself inside out.
That'll be even as disturbing. Almost.
Yeah, no.
What possible stat could this be to roll?
Hey, we don't have to roll, Griffin. I'm going to tell you what happens. It works about 15%.
That's the worst possible amount of percent that it could have gone.
And he doesn't give up. And he just keeps making eye contact with you, Lich, and saying, for you, Father! For you! And pulling harder. And it gets to 16, 17.
Can we stop him, please? Because we're also seeing this.
18.
Look away.
19.
Look away.
18. Again.
You're doing so good. I am so proud of you.
For you, Father!
I love you! My little sturgeon sleaze.
No, 28%.
I cut him in half.
You know what? It all, Gandalf, it breaks the hold over you. It's very upsetting.
Sure. Now that it's broken, I remember.
Six. I got a six on my back.
Yeah, you cut him in half. Both halves pull themselves inside out.
I snap back to it and instantly remember.
Snap back to reality?
Oop. There goes Sleece. And he's, oh, inside out. And, oh, I remember all of my training of 20,000 years.
Yeah.
Across the many galaxies, just learning my craft. And I think of one of the oldest wizard tricks in the book, which is a vanishing act. And I look at Butt Scrug.
Burbo Buster Scrug.
Scrug. Yeah,
Burbo
Scrugs.
Yes. Burbo Scrugs.
Burbo Scrawl.
Burbo Scrawl. And I look at his butt, and I snap my fingers and make his butt disappear. And I shout, "You shall not ask."
Yeah, you don't have to roll. That happens. That works.
Hey, everybody, come look at this guy with no ass.
What? No, I hadn't.
Not in those jeans.
Wait, oh, no, don't say that. It's my best pair. They fit so good.
Oh, no, I should be clear. The middle of him is now gone.
Oh. You said ass.
Yeah, sure.
That's the back half or the middle.
No, I don't mean that. Sorry. I don't mean that I've made his butt become flatter. Like, that's like, some people like that. I'm saying that his butt disappears. His butt disappears.
But not just invisible.
It's not invisible. No. It disappears. And
like, goes, no, disappear, you mean it goes away.
It is destroyed. Sorry. Well, I guess I'll phrase it a different way. His ass is destroyed.
Okay.
His ass is annihilated.
Griffin annihilated his ass.
Yeah.
Gandalf.
Wait, excuse me.
What?
And there is some, definitely, there is some load-bearing stuff in the human body.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
So you turned his legs into assless chaps.
No.
No? Again, you turned him into an assless chap.
Into an assless chap.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
His ass goes away.
Yeah.
Wait, did it ever... Quick clarification, did it ever exist? Has he wiped it from the timeline or just from this reality?
Griffin,
yeah.
This is where I'll have you roll magic to see how gone it is.
Six?
Yeah, So his ass is so gone.
Yeah. How gone is it?
Thank you. Even when he reforms, he'll have no ass.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That part will be back just flat.
He'll figure it out.
Yeah.
That's his journey.
Hey, yeah. I think we won.
Yeah, so he, his ass is beers. From he drops
one ass
about
worth.
18
yeah, sure,
inches.
Sure.
I measured
18 inches.
Wow,
that seems like a lot. That's a foot and a half. A foot and a half a butt. That feels like 12 max. I don't think a human butt. Okay, anyway, sorry.
So he drops a butt's worth.
One butt's worth.
Oh wait a minute, butt stuff.
Clint, turn his microphone off.
Now I get it, yeah.
He knows too much.
He drops one butt's worth and says, not again, which is very enigmatic.
Yeah.
Oh, stay tuned for the second episode. It's a prequel. And he evaporates, and all the sexiness becomes aerated and spreads back to the citizens.
No, I just run through the cloud like, come on, we've earned this.
Yeah, you know what? You each come out one sexiness more.
I'm not done.
Okay, roll. Wow. Roll sexiness. You got two now. It might be too much for you.
It's a one and a two.
I got
it's
three.
Too much. It's too much for Gandalf. He passes out. Okay. Turgid.
I got three. A six.
Yeah, it works for you. You still... No! Hey, everybody, thank you so much. Our dad showed his nipples to everyone, so that's the end of the game, as is always our rule. thank you all for coming
I got
out
a six. I got a six.
Yeah.
Take yours off.
Hey, bye!
Bye!